the Vox Markets Podcast.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 30th of May, 2023, and here are the top five most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform this morning. At five, Powerhouse Energy announced it has entered into an agreement with No Age Energy Limited to act as representative for PHE in Northern Ireland. Under the agreement, No Age will work on behalf of PHE to establish a project using Powerhouse Energy technology, converting waste materials to energy. No Age has already identified a potential site and will assist PHE negotiating access to the property and obtaining the necessary permissions to construct and operate the facility. At four, Kistos Holdings full year results for the year ended the 31st of 12th, 2022. And they say on a pro forma basis, the group production averaged 10.6 thousand barrels of oil per day, reflecting full year contribution from Q10A gas field offshore the Netherlands and almost 6 months production from the Greater Laggan area offshore the UK. So adjusted pro forma EBITDA, which includes a full 12-month contribution from the Greater Laggan area, was €517 million. And the year-end 2P reserves of 12.7 million barrels of oil equivalent increased to 36.3 million barrels of oil equivalent on completion of the Mime Petroleum transaction. At three, Angus Energy is pleased to announce the production at the Salt Fleet Byfield has reached a steady operating state from the three producing wells in the field. That's B2, A4 and the new B7T. And they say, after a short duration plant outage, we are now exporting gas to the national grid at a combined average daily rate of 9.5 million standard cubic feet, reaching peak flows to over 10 million standard cubic feet. And they say on the basis of continued production at this level, known hedge prices and published market forward prices, we should be generating approximately £2.5 million of revenue on average each month for the winter of 2023 from Salt Fleet Buy. At two, it's Greatland Gold, Havieron debt funding update, and they say on the 12th of September, they announced that it has signed a commitment letter including the term sheet for a $220 million seven-year debt and associated hedging facilities with a syndicate of leading banks. And they say further to this announcement, the company is pleased to advise it has now received a letter of support from this banking syndicate in the respect of the proposed debt and associated hedging facilities, which supersedes the debt commitment letter. The update saves the company from incurring the commitment and other fees associated with the proposed $220 million debt facilities until a Havieron feasibility study is finalised. And at one, it's also Greatland Gold, and they say farm-in to Rio Tinto's Paterson South Tenure. So Greatland Gold announced the company has entered into a farm-in and joint venture arrangement with the global mining group Rio Tinto to accelerate exploration of a highly prospective tenure within the Paterson province of Western Australia, located near the company's world-class Havieron Gold Copper Project. Greatland to commence drilling in 2023, an initial minimum commitment of $1.1 million of expenditure and 2,000 metres of drilling before the 31st of December 2024. To read more details from any of these RNSs, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast.